You've heard me talk about CTC Math for some time now, but have you tried it out yet? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective. This online math program uses creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I am so excited to have one of my absolute favorite guests on with me again today, Karen DeBuse. We have so much fun together. We were supposed to start recording an hour ago, and we have been sitting on this video chit-chatting before I pushed record because we so enjoy each other's company. Karen, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm always happy to be here. I love hanging out with you. We were just joking how we haven't met in real life, but I don't even feel like that's true because we're just sitting here talking and chatting. So right. It's always fun to hang out.
You know, it's kind of funny because as we look at what has happened over the past several months and how everything has gone mm-hmm. virtual, it's been a real frustrating thing because we as humans, we require relationships with people. We need to hug and touch and feel and sit next to people and sit and have coffee face to face and things like that. And I know that that's something that I really long for. But God is so gracious to have put people in my life like you, Karen, who... We are just kindred spirits. We've never met in person, but we feel like we know each other because we've talked so often. You've been on the podcast several times, and we are just so, this is so funny. We're so like-minded. And it's funny to say like-minded because yesterday we went to church and we walked out of church and my 9-year-old, who's going to be 10 in a couple of days. No, she's going to be 10 tomorrow. She said, It's so nice to be in a group of people who are so like-minded. And I started laughing and I told my husband, I said, she really does listen to everything we say because to hear a 9-year-old say like-minded is pretty funny. But
that is. So you're doing a good job. That just shows, right?
Well, we are.
To hear them like say something that.
Right, right. It's all about indoctrination, right? We are indoctrinating our kids one way or another. And
that's right.
How are we indoctrinating them is the question. And our kids do learn from us, you know, whatever we talk about, the things that, especially when they're young, the things that we say, the things that we do, they learn those things from us and they pick up on everything. And so it is funny to have your child say, it's nice to be in a group of people who are so like-minded. Oh, goodness.
Well, I agree with her.
I do, too. I do, too. It is good to be in church. So a few weeks ago, I was flipping through Facebook and up popped this new book from Karen DeBuse. And I was like, wait, what? She wrote a new book? How in the world did I not know about this? And it's called The Simple Homeschool Journey, Building a Family, Not Just a Transcript. And I just thought, oh, it's so perfect. It's so perfect for your testimony, Karen. And I know that we've talked about your story a little bit on the podcast, but it's been quite some time since we've done that. And we have so many new listeners. And so I would really love for you to just give kind of a brief overview of your world of homeschooling, how you came into homeschooling, and how you've gotten from kindergarten to the college years and the transformation that has happened in your family because of that.
Yeah, it's been an amazing journey, which is why the book is titled The Simple Homeschool Journey, because that's just what it is. It's been an amazing journey. And I detail this story a lot in the book. I've told this story over the years, but in this book, I really detail the story, like how I was feeling and what really took place that first year. But really, I have 4 children. And at the time when my daughter, my oldest, was turning 5, I only had 3 children at that time, but she was turning 5. And we had her in preschool at our church and never gave a thought to homeschooling or anything like that. The next natural thing was to put her in school. Now, preschool at our church, when I look back, it was really a glorified homeschool. It was just like, you know, 10 little ones that were like family, really. And it was a co-op. So the moms were always helping out. And, you know, I loved that. And so when it came time to register her for kindergarten, which was just like the next natural thing you do, I just had something happen to me in that school that day. I describe it all in the book, how I just stood there and I saw all these things. And I mean, there was nothing bad. It was nothing about the school, but something happened to me. I just started to panic literally in the school as I was filling out the papers. And I was like, there's no way she's going here. And it was very confusing because you have to imagine going in. And I really detail in the book, like where I was as a mom at that point. Like, I felt like I was just so disorganized. I talk in the book about how I almost forgot about kindergarten registration and how I walked in all frazzled and I had, you know, my kids in tow and trying to pretend I have it all together. And I'm sure a lot of moms out there can relate to that, right? And I go in there and I'm just like, she's not going here. So here I am as a mom who feels very frazzled and disorganized. Yet people are saying, well, maybe you can homeschool. And I'm like, do you know who I am? I almost forgot kindergarten registration. Like, no, you know. And besides all that, I knew very little about homeschooling at that point in my life. At that point in my life, we go to a very tiny country church. And there was like, you know, one family that homeschooled. I didn't really know them well, maybe two. And I didn't know much about it, I'll be honest, except like the Duggars on TV. That was to me what homeschooling was. I thought, well, that's not for us, you know. But when I walked into that school and I decided she's not going here, I had no idea where that came from. Here I was walking in, you know, thinking this is what we do. This is the normal, natural thing. We're going to do PTA and we're going to do play dates after school. And the school was right around the corner from our house at the time. And, you know, I figured she's going to be right around the corner and all the little neighborhood kids will come over after. And I just had all those visions. And I walked in and I was like, no, this is not. And so a lot of people thought maybe it was the first time jitters. And, you know, once you get her in school, you're going to love it. You're going to have so much time for yourself, which I still never understood, right? Because 15 years later, I don't have time for myself. But, you know, it was this kind of, God used so many circumstances that day. I always say this to people, no matter what circumstances you are in, whether you were always a homeschooler, whether you always knew you would homeschool, whether you were like me who had no clue, whether, you know, you pulled your child out later in the journey, everybody has a unique story and everybody has a different set of circumstances, but God is calling you, I believe, through those circumstances. Right. And when I look back and I see all the things that he did that day, from, you know, all of a sudden me just starting to question, like, I don't want to do this, but I didn't know why. That was the weird thing. Right. So like, you know, somebody mentioned, well, maybe you want to homeschool her. I was like, no, that's not it, you know? But I started as soon as I heard that H word, somebody mentioned it. It was like, it just never went away. Mm. Like I had it in the back of my head. So I wrestled with this whole thing of, I don't want her to go to school. I don't want her to go to school. Is this the first time jitters? Maybe she should go to private school. Why do I feel this way? And then I just started praying. I was just like, I don't know what's going on, but something's going on. I just know without a doubt at that time that God was stirring something in me. And so all of a sudden I started to see this H word everywhere. You know, I would start to meet people that homeschooled. I would open up a magazine and it would be like homeschooling on the rise. You know, I put on a TV show. It was all about homeschooling. So I started to research it and it started to seem like a good option. And I thought, well, maybe we could do it for this 1 year, because I still didn't understand why I didn't want her in school. Part of me, I think it was just your baby girl, you know, my right. firstborn. I didn't want her away from me. I didn't want her to be out in the world, so to speak. You know, there were a lot of different reasons, but there wasn't one thing I could pinpoint. And so we prayed about it and I really started to feel like God was calling me to do it. And so my husband was totally on board. And then we had to tell our families. And my mom, she has always worked in public school her whole life. And this devastated her like beyond belief. She just thought, and she's okay with me saying this because we've resolved it all to this day, but she just thought I was going to ruin her grandchildren. I had no idea what I was doing. And you know what? A lot of the things she said, besides ruining her grandchildren, were true. She said, you're not organized enough. You weren't a good student in school. You didn't like school. You're not disciplined enough. You didn't go to school to be a teacher. And I was like, yeah, but let me introduce you to my God. Right. Because I know that he's calling me to do this. And I know that if this is what he wants me to do, it will work out. So we had a lot of obstacles in the early years. And that's how I got started. And we really did start out. I said, Mom, I'm going to do it for 1 year. I promise. We're just going to get it out of my system. We'll do it for 1 year. And you know, then we'll go from there. But here we are on our 15th year.
Wow.
And I couldn't imagine doing anything else. And God has completely transformed our family through this whole journey in so many ways. And that's why I wrote the book. Originally, the book was titled From Kindergarten to College, Building a Family, Not Just a Transcript. And I had my friend Ann Dunnigan from Mission Minded Women. I don't know if you know Ann. Mm-hmm. She's amazing. And she wrote the foreword for the book. And when she read it, she was so cute. She was like messaging me as she read it, like little fire emojis and like, this is awesome. This is so great. You know, like she was so encouraging. But then when she was done, she's like, you need to change the title. This sounds like an academic book. And this is all about your journey, your right. spiritual journey with God as a homeschooling mom. So that's why we changed it to The Simple Homeschool Journey. So the whole journey has been just that, a journey. It hasn't always been easy. You know, it has, it's had really high times. It's had really low times. But at the foundation of the entire journey, what I learned was there was about, you know, a tiny percentage that really had to do with academics.
Right.
And it was all about what we were learning as a family, building our family. Yeah. You know, nowadays the world gets very caught up in that perfect transcript and that well-rounded child. And, you know, I was like, what is going on? Like, I can't represent my daughter on a one sheet piece of paper.
Right.
You know, this is a child, like this is a person. Yeah. And so I wanted to give that message that this is a journey and that we are on this journey ultimately to grow these adults that are going to go out into the world. And, you know, it's not all about the academics and all the stuff that we get caught up in. So we're on our 15th year, and that little girl that I was so worried about homeschooling and what am I going to do is now off at college, thriving, doing amazing things. And God has been so good. So good.
Yeah. He is so faithful. And I love that you titled it The Simple Homeschool Journey. We are going to dive right into that after we take a quick break.
Did you miss the 2020 Homegrown Generation Family Expo? If so, you can now have full access to the entire expo for just $10. You'll enjoy practical homeschooling encouragement, advice, and resources from many of your favorite homeschool leaders. Here are just a few of the testimonials from those who have enjoyed this online conference. Rachel said, "Best homeschool conference I have ever attended, filled my soul and definitely God-driven." Katie said, "This was absolutely amazing. The one thing that stood out to me about each session is that every single one pointed us back to Jesus, back to Him who is faithful." Register today for lifetime access to the entire conference for only $10 at homegrowngeneration.com. That's homegrowngeneration.com.
We are back with Karen, and we're talking about her new book called The Simple Homeschool Journey, Building a Family, Not Just a Transcript. And I love that it's simple, because that doesn't mean that homeschooling is simple. Oftentimes, no. It is very hard to homeschool. And so I say this on the podcast all the time, but I'm going to keep saying the stuff that I keep saying, because it's the stuff that we say in our house all the time. We tell our girls that they cannot do things apart from Christ, you know, the hard things in life.
Absolutely not.
And homeschooling is the same way. We need the Lord to help us through parenting and marriage and homeschooling and all of the hard things that He's called us to. But it's so worth it. It's worth the struggle sometimes that it is. But it doesn't have to be the kind of struggle that people think that it has to be. You know, I love that you talk about your struggles and about your inward doubts that you have faced along the way. I've had the same, you know, from the very beginning. You and I are so much alike when it comes to our start of homeschooling, and that I hated school growing up. I was a terrible student. I was disorganized. I was all that. I didn't check any of the boxes that I thought would have needed to be checked in order to be a good homeschool mom, a successful homeschool mom. And I still struggle with those things. You know, here we are, you know, doing a podcast on homeschooling, and my whole kind of world is parenting and homeschooling and family discipleship. And I still struggle with those insecurities all the time that I'm not, I'm not doing enough. I'm not doing it right. And I oftentimes have to just remind myself, well, I'm not good enough to do all this. I'm not organized enough, but God.
Right.
I'm not smart
enough. That's why you have God.
That's right. And so it really does turn it into a simple homeschool journey, because the Lord takes that burden from us and makes it what it can't otherwise be. And it really is a journey. So how have you gone? Because now you're a few years ahead of me. My oldest is in ninth grade this year. And so, and your oldest is in her second year of college, right? So you're a few years ahead of me. How have you managed to get your youngest all the way through school, all the way through high school and into college with the struggles and the doubts that you faced along the way?
Only by God. I mean, we have gone through every, like I said, there's been the highs and the lows. And there were many times I wanted to quit, many times I wanted to give up. And I reminded myself, and I talk about this in the book, that just because it's hard does not mean it's not where you're supposed to be.
Right.
If you look through the Bible, right? I mean, every hero of faith, I mean, I don't think Paul had it exactly easy, right? And so
not at all.
You know, so you look through these heroes of faith and you're like, wow, like, you know, all the struggles, it's part of the journey, it's part of the testimony, and it's part of the Holy Spirit's power that works in us. Mm-hmm. And it's so not about us, you know? And the reason too, the whole simple homeschool journey, I mean, my ministry is called Simply Living for Him. Everything I do always revolves around that word. So that's why Anne was like, you have to include simple in the title. That's, you know, who you are. And what makes it simple is that whole point, just what you said, relying on God is at the center of everything. All of a sudden, all the stuff that can clutter up our homeschools goes away when we just keep our eyes focused on God. All the noise on the internet that tells us how to do it, buy this and you'll be a good homeschool mom, do this, buy this program. It's all about following God, keeping Him first, and then you can weed out all of those distractions. And for me on the journey, so many times I would get distracted, especially in the early years. And I talk about that all the time in this book and in my other books. And you know, whenever I speak at homeschooling conventions, I saw what happened to me when I got the internet, when I got Facebook, when I started to realize, see, in the beginning, I was so naive in the beginning of my homeschooling journey because I didn't know hardly anyone who homeschooled.
Right.
And I didn't know that there was like a homeschooling community out there. I was so naive. And so sometimes I look back and I wish I still had that. Like, right. this is what I would remind myself on the journey. Like, Karen, go back to the beginning, go back to when God called you, because in the beginning it was God calling me. Nobody was telling me to do this. In fact, people were telling me not to do it and people were trying to talk us out of it. And so it wasn't that I was trying to copy anybody else. It was truly between an intimate thing between me and the Lord. He was calling me to do it. And I knew that my parents were ready to disown me. This is it. You're taking our grandchildren away from us if you do this. It was awful. It was horrible to have your family, who you're very close with, tell you that you are doing something that's going to ruin your grandchildren. You're their grandchildren, and you're going to ruin your kids, and you will not do this. And here I am, an adult, and I'm like, yes, I will. You know, I'm an adult. I'm going to do it. But it's not easy. No matter how old you are, you still want to please your parents and you still want them to approve. But I knew this was between God and me. And so I was very naive. Somebody that first year had me over to their house that was a homeschooler from church, and she, or from my Bible study, and she talked to me about homeschooling, and she had her kids serve us lunch. And I was like, wow, this is cool. Her kids are really nice. They're normal, you know? And she was explaining to me about homeschooling. And afterwards, she gave me her kindergarten curriculum as a hand-me-down. She was like, here, I'm done with this. If you want, you can have this. I took it home. I was like, good, I'm ready to go. God told me to. Now I got some books and let's go.
Right.
I wish I could be that naive along the journey, because a couple years in, I realized there's curriculum catalogs, there's homeschooling conventions, there's all these books, there's Instagram, there's Pinterest, there's Facebook. Now, it's not to say any of that is bad in and of itself, because I work in the homeschooling community and I do social media and I minister in that way. So it's not that it's bad in and of itself. It's that as I got into the journey, I took my eyes off of God. I stopped being that, having that childlike faith that said yes to God.
Right.
In a very countercultural thing at the time, 15 years ago, homeschooling was a lot different than now. It wasn't as now people are like, oh, you homeschool? Great. Back then they were like, you do what? You know, so it's still even different. And so a few years in, because when I first started, I didn't have the internet or any of that stuff. A few years in, I got the internet. I started to see all this stuff. I started getting catalogs in the mail. I went to a convention. And again, those things are good. They're helpful.
Right.
But I started to rely on them and not on God. And I started to define my success by those things. And I wasn't that mom that had no idea what she was doing, but God was calling her to do something.
Right.
And so over the years, that is really what has gotten me through, is to go back and remember, Karen, remember. It's so amazing. I have to tell you the story. When Grace, my oldest, was a senior, she was graduating high school. And it was very difficult. I talk about the difficult transition in there too, in the book. It was very difficult that senior year. Number one, you would think you're at the light is at the end of the tunnel. You're almost done with this journey. Satan attacked more than ever that year. He's like, she's going to graduate and she's going to flop on her face. You ruined these past 13 years. Like, I was having all these horrible thoughts that, oh my goodness, she's going to college and everybody's going to know when she gets there that homeschooling, Karen DeBuse had no idea what she was doing, because she's going to go, she's going to fail out. And, you know, maybe she's not ready for the world. Like, all these thoughts like bombarded me. On top of the fact that you're letting your baby girl, you know, leave in a few months, I was thinking she's going to be leaving. All of these things were bombarding me. And it was right before her graduation. And I started to feel like I was drowning. And I was so overwhelmed with, what if I have really ruined her? What if this was all a disaster these past 13 years? And now she's leaving, and like all of that, like all mixed in, it is hard stuff. And I felt like I was drowning. And there was one night, I was up in the middle of the night and I was crying out to the Lord. I was like, save me from this feeling of drowning. And all of a sudden, I thought about that early year of homeschooling when I first started. And I got out a journal that I had written that first year. And in that journal, I wrote the exact same words to the Lord. I felt like I was drowning in her kindergarten year, because we started doing it. Nobody was supportive of me back then except my husband and maybe a few friends, but really not. They were sort of like, yeah, do that. But it wasn't like I had a lot of support. I was like, what have I gotten myself into? All of her friends are getting on the school bus or walking to school. And I had written in my journal that year, God, I feel like I'm drowning. Save me. And I said, I will keep my eyes on you. And just like that story of Peter walking on the water. And I wrote that in this journal. It literally happened again her senior year.
Wow.
And it was like, God reminded me, I got you through it for the past 13 years. You felt like this the very first year, and you're feeling like this now, but why are you taking your eyes off of me? Because if you take your eyes off of me, you're going to sink.
Yeah.
And praise the Lord that sometimes we take our eyes off of him. And just like Peter, we fall into that water and we say, Lord, save me, like I did in the middle of the night or in that journal. Lord, save me from this feeling of drowning, of overwhelming. And what does Jesus do? He reaches out his hand. He rebukes. He says, you have little faith, but he pulls him out of the water. And I felt like that too. I mean, I felt like, wow. And so he gave me such peace at the end of the journey, at the beginning of the journey, that it is, take your eyes off of everything that's going on around. Stop saying, what if? Stop saying, what about this? And say, what is? God is calling me to do this and I'm obeying.
Yeah.
And because you do that, you will be exactly where you're supposed to be. And it was much easier then to let go and send her off to school knowing that. Although, you know, it's not easy. The beginning was very difficult, but that is what I clung to the most over this whole journey, was the Lord. And it's not about me. It's not about the stuff that everybody tells you, you know, you can have the best homeschool if you just get this system or this planner or this method or this. I mean, those things are good. But it's not the answer unless God is at the center.
Yeah.
Those things are a tool to help you if that's the way God is leading you. But it has to be something that you do literally supernaturally by his power, and you take yourself out of it. Because when I relied on myself during the journey is when I went to look at the local private school one year, because I thought, there's no way I can do this anymore. I'm a failure. That was probably the year I got the internet, because I saw, oh, everybody's doing all this stuff and I'm not. Well, I've ruined my child. Let me put her in school. Mm. You know, many times along the journey, like I said, even up until senior year, Satan knows that homeschooling glorifies God and brings families together.
That's right.
And he's going to do everything he can to tell you you're not doing it good enough. You're ruining your children, yeah, because he wants to separate you from discipling your children.
That's right.
Because he knows, number one, you're bringing glory to God. And number two, you are raising, you're raising up an army for God, and yeah, Satan doesn't want that. So of course he's going to tell you that you're not good enough. So that was my, that has always been. And I tell homeschooling families all the time, keep a journal, because I didn't remember that I wrote that, you know, 13 years earlier, that I wrote the exact same words I was feeling senior year. How good is God to have me write that down and use it later on to comfort me 13 years later?
Yeah.
Just amazing. So I always tell homeschooling families, write it down, because you'll forget. Like you get a prayer answered and you're like, oh, good, it was answered. And you move on. You forget. So when you have that to remind you.
Right. Right.
It's just so amazing.
That is such an incredible story. And Satan does want us to forget. He wants us to forget the goodness of the Lord and answered prayers, and answers to our prayers don't always come as we wish them to come and at the time that we want them, but he is so faithful. And what an incredible testimony you have of God's faithfulness from kindergarten all the way through high school and into college. I mean, he is just so amazing. I really want to continue down this road. Let's pause for part one, and then let's come back on Wednesday and continue this conversation, because I really want to talk about you. You mentioned how to take our eyes off of everything else and focus just on the Lord. And so I want to kind of park there for a little bit and talk about how we as homeschool parents can do that. Mm-hmm. Because I know right now we have so many parents who are just coming into homeschooling, and it's scary. I mean, we're seeing it on social media. We've got people reaching out to us. It's everywhere. And people are like, we don't know what to do. And they're pulling their kids from public school left and right. It's an incredible thing to see what the Lord is doing right now. But it's like the blinders are coming off of people's eyes for the first time, and people are starting to see, okay, I can do this. And now we want to help you figure out how to do this. So we're going to come back on Wednesday and talk a little bit more about that. Karen, where can people find out more about you?
My website is simplylivingforhim.com. I have a podcast. I have an online community, which is for all women. It's not just for homeschooling women, but it's got Bible studies and scripture writing and memorization challenges, anything to help you grow in your walk with the Lord. But everything that I do, my books, the podcast, speaking engagements are all found at simplylivingforhim.com.
Fantastic.
You can also find me over on Instagram. I like to play on Instagram stories. So you can find me over there. And that's simply living.
What is your Instagram? What do you call it? I'm so terrible at these things. Handle, name, whatever. What do you call that? Your Instagram.
I just say my name. It's Simply Living for Him. Yeah. You search Simply Living for Him, it'll come up.
Okay.
Or my name, Karen DeBuse, but it's under Simply Living for Him.
Awesome.
And so those are the places you can find me.
Okay. Sounds great. We will put those links in the show notes as well. Karen, thank you for joining us today. You guys, thank you for listening to the podcast. You are an absolute blessing to us. We are fighting a huge war right now. This is not a war against flesh and blood. We are fighting a war against a very real enemy. And one of the ways that we fight this war is for parents to bring their kids home and train them up in righteousness, mm-hmm. train them up in the admonition of the Lord, teach them the word of God, and speak life and truth into the hearts of your children every single moment possible. And it's possible to do that throughout the day, every day. God always gives us opportunities to do that. But if our kids are not with us, we cannot do that. And so we would love for you to join us as a ministry and helping to fight this battle and helping to equip parents to be able to bring their kids home, educate their kids, just strengthen their families. And so a couple of ways you can do that. One, you can leave a review on the podcast. We have so much fun getting those reviews. It is so encouraging to know that this podcast is an encouragement to you. So if you would do that, and then we would love it if you would also just consider a financial contribution to our ministry. God is doing really big things through the Schoolhouse Rock ministry. And so many of you have come alongside us and supported us financially so that we can continue on with this ministry to speak truth and life into these families. So you can go to schoolhouserocked.com, and right on the front page, somewhere on there, I'm not even exactly sure where, but somewhere you'll see a button that says donate here, I think. And you can make a tax deductible donation there. So we are so grateful for those of you who continue to do that. We love you guys. We will be back on Wednesday to continue on this conversation with Karen. Until then, have a great day. Bye.